Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. What is this present darkness rolling like a fog across the world, seeping into the pores of men? It stinks of corruption and groupthink, and the collapse of values, transposing good and evil for the open-minded. It's hard to reach into yourself when you don't know what yourself means. People don't even believe in souls, let alone God, and then use the wayward actions of those of my ilk to condemn me. The Bible says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves, as 1 Peter 2:16 NIV version. I remember working for this store called Dillard's out in Virginia when I got out of college for the first time. I worked on store displays and they paid like $8 an hour. Hell, I thought that was a lot of money. But I'll always remember my very gay supervisor and how I said something to my coworker about his sexual preference. Well, I can tell you the young me was as uncouth as he could be. That guy never let me forget that, and it made working for him very hard. They even told me that I had to wrap gifts and took me off my main job to demoralize and humiliate me. The worst was when the head manager yelled at me saying, Marcel, if you don't get up there, I'll fire your ass. I was so taken aback, I couldn't say anything. How could I? The shock of it was just too much. There were people standing around looking. All I could do was just hang my head and walk away. That's where I learned to keep my opinions about anyone and anything to myself. I learned not to say anything to anyone about how I felt about anyone. It's basically, keep your mouth shut, do your work, and go home. And it very much reminds me about being a conservative and being a supporter of Trump. Because I can't really open myself up or say anything because, you know, I'll be condemned or scrutinized. Hell, I could even lose my job. Who knows? But I don't like being vilified, and I'd rather just not say anything. Scott Adams is a political pundit of some kind of means or whatever, and he's also the artist that created the Dilbert comic. But he made up this term called cultural gravity. And use that phrase to describe how people of a particular culture tend to look negatively upon those that make concessions to other cultures. These are people like Kanye West, who, against public peril, scrutiny, and criticism, touts his approval of Trump and his policies and makes no apologies for it. Once again, I don't think anyone can agree 100% with another person. There's always going to be some differences of opinion. There's not a lot that I would like to say about that whole subject because, once again, I don't need the scrutiny. But I will say that in being a Christian conservative, being the type of person that I think my father taught me how to be and my mother had me or instilled in me as I grew up, for all their faults, at least I think they did something right with that. I can never say that my parents are perfect. Nobody's parents are perfect. That's a term that I don't like to use. And I believe that even to say that, you know, it begs scrutiny in itself, okay? But I know that my values, I don't think, are harmful to anyone. And I hold on to them because of the idea that I want this world to be better. And I want this world to love people for who they are. But we must also consider everyone else around us and be mindful of the laws that we have to abide by in order for us to live in this country. I want to live free and be free and not be told how to think or what to think, or that my opinions are racist, bigoted, or even homophobic. I answer to God, and that's important to me. Like I said earlier, it's hard to reach into yourself when you don't know what yourself means. And I think as understanding who God is and what he intended for me, I can at least understand myself and understand that we're all important to him. Each and every one of us, each and every one of ourselves, we are important as individuals. And I don't need to identify particularly with any group for someone to understand how important the self is. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on YouTube as The Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.